Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show, the show where you get to turn your vibe on. Your V for your vision, your I for your intention, your B for your beliefs, and your E for your expectation. This is where you get to sustain a whole new vibe, where you get reminded that you need to put your awesome glasses on and look at the world through the lens of there's always something great that you can take out of any situation, life, what's presented to you in the world. And in so doing, you will attract more good in your life. So how do you just switch up what you're feeling right now? If it's negative, ask yourself, what do you want? So you can get yourself right back into alignment. So today's topic is, it's all about self-respect. How self-respect affects you and your relationships. I'm your girl, Valerie A. Campbell, and I'm happy again to give you content that will make an impact in your life and others. So let's talk about self-respect, yeah? Well, self-respect, as you know, it plays a very important part in relationships and happiness. So that's why I'm discussing it today. And it's sometimes it can be challenging in the sense of differentiating the line between giving in and losing your own self-respect. Now, we've all heard it said before that, you know, that love needs understanding to be successful, and that's absolutely true. But you have to remember that in that understanding of your partner, that you don't actually lose yourself. So if you give while your partner only takes, it doesn't matter how much compromising or caring you are, you can't hold on to happiness forever. Let that sink in for a little while. If you give while your partner only takes, how can you maintain your happiness when you're giving it to someone else and not giving that compromise, that caring, to yourself? And that's where self-respect comes into the picture. So self-respect can make romance better, and it can make your dating experience and your relationships so much better as well. Because when you think about it, self-respect is the only way that both of you can ever feel worthy of one another. So what is self-respect? Well, self-respect is the respect that you have for yourself. And it should always come first. When you respect yourself and believe in yourself and believe what you stand for and what you have to offer, and you respect the vision that you have for the world through the purpose that God has blessed you with to bless others, and you're doing this, you're active in it, self-respect has to come first. And if you have no self-respect for yourself, especially in front of someone, how do you expect that person to respect you? And you definitely can't feel like an equal to your partner or anyone else, because deep inside you just feel like you're worthless and that you're undeserving of that respect. And you have to realize that you are good enough. I always like to reinforce, keep looking at the way God sees you. Dig deep. If you find that you're finding it really hard, I always just revert back to what does God say about me, to snap you right back into position again, right back into alignment. So self-respect makes you a better person and a better partner. If you respect yourself, you would believe that you're a worthy individual, right? And when you feel worthy, you start to believe that you are deserving of love and respect. Not just from yourself, but from everyone else. And when you command respect, when you demand respect from your partner and others around you, they start to appreciate you more and take you more seriously. And one of the ways in which you can do that is through boundaries. I'm always talking about boundaries in my show. So I don't really want to go too much into boundaries now. Look at listen to one of my previous show where I'll go into so much more detail. Now, let me ask you, are you one of those people that go out of your way to be nice for your partner or a friend? Ask yourself, if the answer is yes, do they do the same for you? Because if you're going to bend over backwards, or if you're bending over backwards for your partner, but deep down inside, you'd know they would never do the same for you. It shows that you don't respect yourself when it comes to your partner, because you are letting them use you. In May this year, I went away on vacation to St. Lucia, and I met this guy out there, and he was explaining to me the challenges that he was having with his living girlfriend at the time. And he was a security guard, and he worked really long hours. And he said to me that he would go home, doesn't matter how late it is, he would prepare breakfast for her. You know, he would prepare lunch, dinner. And after a conversation that I had with him, I said to him, you have to be real with her if sometimes you find that this is, that you're not feeling happy about doing all of this. You're being inauthentic with yourself. You're being a people pleaser. And so hearing this and acting on this advice, he said to me, Valerie, I decided after cooking her a really lovely lunch, something inside of me said, ask her if she will get you a glass of water. And so he asked her, do you mind getting me a glass of water? And she refused. Can you believe it? He said she refused, and he knew deep down inside that she would. And so he basically had to exit that relationship. Literally on the spot, he ended the relationship. So don't allow people to use you. Don't allow your partner to use you. And what you need to understand is that if you don't respect yourself, your partner will never respect you. And that is the first stepping stone to the end of any happy relationship. Because when there's no mutual love, when there's no mutual respect, that means there is no mutual love. Respect and love are intertwined. So learn to believe in yourself. Because if you believe in something, or you feel uncomfortable about something or doing something, do not let someone else's opinion override your opinion. Don't let someone else's opinion convince you otherwise, especially when they can't prove anything to you convincingly. Why should their opinion matter over yours? Now, a lot of the time, it may be because you're afraid that you will lose that partner if you go against their wishes. Or maybe you think you would hurt their feelings if you don't do something for them. I've been in that situation myself countless times before I learned my lesson. I used to feel that same way too. But in reality, when you take a stand for what you truly believe is right for you, as taken aback as your partner may be at first, let me tell you something. They will take you more seriously and they will respect you. They will respect your opinions more. Because think about it. How do you expect someone to respect your opinions if you are not respecting it yourself? Now, one more thing that a lot of people with low self-esteem and self-respect do is they constantly compare themselves with other people or people that is lesser than. So if you find yourself in this position, if talking to someone having lower, what you perceive as lower self-respect than you, makes you feel better about yourself, it just shows that you constantly need to see someone else's failure to feel like you've achieved something. And let me tell you, that is a sure sign of low self-respect and the lack of will to change. Now, the loss of self-respect has to start somewhere. Even people with high self-respect can start to lose it without even realizing it. And it always starts small at some point of time. Like when you feel put down by your partner, it kind of raises a little red flag, doesn't it? It's like a little niggle. And I always remember what Maya Angelou said, how someone does something small is how someone does something big. When a person shows you who they are, believe them. And it's especially embarrassing when they put you down in front of somebody else. So be mindful of the little disrespect. So if your partner makes you feel stupid or dumb, that is a subtle sign that they are subconsciously trying to undermine you and take control, even if they're not trying to. Okay, if they're not doing it on a conscious level. Because it's probably in that person's nature to undermine everyone around them. And that's all about control. So when you start to feel like your partner or a friend is better than you, that is when your self-respect starts to drop around them. You feel a constant need to please them just to feel deserving of their affection and their attention. I remember once going on holiday with a great friend of mine. And you know what? You never really know a person until you go on holiday with that person. And when I was away, that person would always say things that would just, it seemed small, but then they would kind of, you know, erase it and say, oh, they were only joking, but they were doing it in front of other people. Disrespectful comments. Oh, like, oh, you know, Valerie, she's just a scatterhead. Don't allow people to disrespect you in the smallest ways, okay? It's breaking a boundary. Pull them up on it. And this also relates to business as well. You may have a business partner who you feel is better than you, but remember, each of you have your different strengths. So never think that your business partner is better than you. Yes, they may be in certain areas, but you're complementing each other with your own strengths. So obviously I'm not talking, this whole subject matter is not about business, but you can see how it relates in the same way and with general friendship. So what happens when you lose respect, when you lose self-respect, when you give more than you're receiving in a relationship? You start to lose more of your self-respect, don't you? And with time, your perfect relationship could turn into a really clingy type of one-sided type relationship. So let me go through a few situations that could arise because of low self-respect. you become a puppet. So you just string along with your partner's wishes because you genuinely believe you have nothing of value to add to the relationship. How could your partner possibly respect you when you're acting like a puppet? You don't have a voice. Which leads me on to my second point. You lose your voice in the relationship. Decisions start to get taken without your approval or your notice. Listen to that carefully. You lose your voice in a relationship. The other person starts to make decisions without consulting you if it's okay to do that. 3, you're not taken seriously by the people that matter to you. You just end up feeling like an object or like an accessory because your opinions offer no value or objections. What about love turning to gratitude? Instead of experiencing a balanced relationship with equal love, you truly start to believe that your partner is worthy of a person who's so much better than you. And lastly, your love starts to crumble. Your partner will start to believe that they need and deserve someone better because you're just not good enough for them. And you, on the other hand, would feel stifled and you're going to feel confused. And then even if you voice your opinion, it just starts to annoy the other person because they feel resentful towards you because they don't think you're worthy of actually being heard. Can you see how it's a downward spiral? Now, if it's the case where you have lost your self-respect already, you may not realize that you've lost it because you look inward and you have to ask yourself really tough questions. So ask yourself, do I feel like I give more than I receive? Do you feel like you're giving more than you receive? You'll know that straight off the bat. In other words, you're prioritizing this person's needs above your own. What about this one? Do you feel burdened with the problems of others more than your own problems? Are you putting the other person on a pedestal and making them a priority? You are the priority. You are the person that you should first love yourself and respect yourself in the relationship. Do you feel like you need to help someone because they may get offended if you don't help them out? That's a big one, isn't it? They may get offended. But always ask that question, would that person do the same for you? Does your partner respect someone else's opinion more than your opinion? If you can ask yourself these questions and get really real with yourself, it will help you to realize how you're being treated by your partner and others around you. And instead of feeling miserable about it, try to put an end to it and build the self-respect from within again. So how do you gain that self-respect again? Well, it can only be gained when you truly believe in yourself. So start to do that. Recognize who you are, that you are enough, that you are a person of value. And if you feel like you're being held back because of the flaws that you have, try to work on them and feel good about yourself. Remember what I said about putting those lens on, those glasses on, and looking for the good. Look for the good in yourself and regain your self-respect, and the respect of others around you will then fall in place. And it takes time. This is not an overnight process. This is something that you have to build on. This is about growth. But you have to make that first step. What you need to do first is to make up your mind and prepare yourself to become a new person, a new creature, have a new mindset. And if it takes losing a few people who don't respect you, let them walk. In the words of T.D. Jakes, let them walk. Be ready for a kickback. The people who retaliate, kick back to your changes, are almost the people, or almost always the people, who were manipulating you and using you, which led to your low self-esteem in the first place. So if those people start to retaliate, you know what? It's a good thing. Because anyone who truly cares about you would be happy to see the new you. Don't allow yourself to be manipulated. So be ready for that. Put your foot down. The easiest way for someone to take you for granted is testing you by asking you at first for small favors. And then the favors get bigger and bigger and bigger with time. They just keep on pushing that boundaries, keep on testing that boundaries. And then your circle, your playground just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. You have to learn to say no. No to people who try to use you. Even if it's for the smallest thing, start to practice using the word no. Wherever you are right now, just say it. No. Spell it. N-O. No. Know what you stand for. Know what you stand for. Know what you will tolerate. You shouldn't have, in fact, you shouldn't have to tolerate anything. No. Once it presses against your boundaries, then the answer is no. And you'll feel that feeling inside of you where this doesn't feel good. No. Your importance. Do you really give yourself the same importance as you give your partner or your friends? You need to start focusing on your own happiness first. You need to believe in yourself. Low self-respect starts when you start doubting yourself and your capabilities. Improve on what you perceive, on what you perceive as flaws about yourself, and reignite your confidence. Reignite it and bring your confidence back into your life. Remember, one man's food is another man's poison. So that's all you're doing. You're perceiving them as flaws. And if you really don't like those aspects of yourself, work on it. Change it. Perceive it in a different way. So what does self-respect give you? Well, let me say in a short way. It gives you a much happier life. You may not realize it, but self-respect will make everyone take you more seriously. Why? Because you're taking yourself and your happiness seriously. Your partner will respect you more and love you better. Your friends will love you better. Your colleagues will respect you at work better. You'll feel more important and you'll actually feel mentally stronger. The more you implement boundaries and respecting those boundaries, the more you'll love yourself because you'll be more in integrity with yourself. Like I said, it's not a journey that you just flip the switch. This is a journey we're talking about. But it will eventually bring and win your partner's admiration and respect. It really will. So people who are taking you for granted will start to take you more seriously and treat you like an equal or even a superior. Because why? You're not a pushover anymore. You see, when you have self-respect, which is based on the beliefs that you hold about yourself, which then determines how you feel. And how you feel determines the vibrations that you're sending out. And God's universe says, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you more reason to feel that way. Why? Because your outlook on life is so much brighter because of the way that you're looking at yourself. You project that outwards. So you'll no longer be a pushover, because they'll be intimidated by how much self-respect you have for yourself. So start building your self-respect so that you can project a great vibe and be a great example for those around you. You know, if you know my story, you know that it can be done. Coming from a place of low self-esteem to high esteem is not an overnight journey, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. So for my beautiful and wonderful listeners, I just want to remind you that I am offering a free and complimentary dating surgery session for all my listeners. For those single ladies who are really wanting to examine themselves and to determine the vibe that they're sending out, which is unfortunately not attracting the type of men that they want to have in their life, I can help you to project the right vibe and give you a solution which will allow you to project a vibe that attracts in a plethora of potential partners, giving you choice. And ultimately, that is the place that you want to be. And it all starts with, yes, correcting the vision of how you see yourself. I'll take you through that 5-step journey. The vision, the intention, the beliefs, expectation, and sustain. So let's have a girly chat. Let's talk. Let's have a talk and see how we can get you in a position where you can attract your dream guy through a plethora of potential partners. And all you need to do is go to www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. As always, it's always great to add value. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Have a wonderful day and check your vibe. Check your vibe. Check your vibe. Your vibe. Check your vibe. Check your vibe. Check your vibe. Check your vibe.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.